Earth and Sky.
With microscopes, you can start to see the bacteria themselves. With a little more powerful microscopes, you can start to see them in a bigger picture. And then now with electron microscopy, you can start to see, you know, what makes up the bacteria themselves.
Welcome to Earth Sky's Chronicles of a Science Experiment, Episode 2. I'm your host, Jorge Salazar, and this season we are following Aaron Strickland, a chemist at Cornell University. His research project is in nanotechnology, the science of the very small. In this episode, Aaron tells us about his science experiment with proteins, which are molecules that give living cells their structure, fuel their growth, and enable them to reproduce. He studies the bacteria E. coli, which forms a layer of proteins at its surface layer, what Aaron calls the S layer. It's at the S layer where tiny, nano-sized structures appear, 1/10,000th the width of a human hair.
Basically, in a nutshell, what we're trying to do is, since we know that nature carries these nanostructures that's made up of this protein, we want to be able to mimic how the organism is doing that. And we believe we can do that by mimicking the underlying structure of this S-layer protein.
So even something as small as microscopic bacteria can be made up of layer upon layer of proteins. In the lab, Aaron's work is to collect that protein, which he rips from the bacteria like Velcro.
This protein is the outermost layer of the bacteria. And based on other research and, you know, other information, we know what's sort of on the inside of that layer. So we know the next layer. And so we know the chemistry that's involved in keeping those two layers together. And so what we do is we take chemicals that will break that layer, kind of like Velcro, you know, where instead of using a force or your hands, you're actually applying some sort of chemistry to remove that.
That chemical glue between layers at the surface of the bacteria is the key to Aaron's research. If he can fully understand it, he can recreate it without the bacteria. The chemical glue should, in the lab, get the surface layers to form the patterns found so far only in nature.
So there is some kind of anchor. If we go back to this Velcro approach, both strands of this Velcro, there's some underlying effect that's keeping these two strands together. And we're trying to bridge this gap. And we think we can do that by creating sort of a glue for S layers.
So you're collecting little bits of these proteins. What is happening to those? And where do those go? And what do you do with those?
We're taking it from the bacteria themselves. And so they just kind of float away from the rest of the bacteria. And then we can isolate those smaller pieces using various approaches, one being, you know, centrifugation, where the bulk bacteria is a lot heavier than these protein pieces. And so we can spin these things down and give it some G-force, and the larger pieces sink to the bottom, and we harvest what hasn't shifted to the bottom. And a lot of what that material is, if we apply the right chemistry, is only the protein.
Tell me about how this protein is made. Are you creating life in the laboratory here? What is it?
Well, we're not creating life. We're just feeding it. There's sort of two sides to this project. One is, you know, there are these species of bacteria that make the protein, and we try to take that native form of the protein off. Okay, so we grow up these bugs, and then we later harvest some of the products that they're making, and one of those is this protein. But we're trying to take it off in these in its already assembled form, and study it in that way.
And about the bacteria that's making this protein, what's special about E. coli?
You know, that's a good question. So why they're important are when people were studying these bacteria, and almost all bacteria and other species have this structure on their outer surface. And when really sophisticated instrumentation was invented, like this transmission electron microscopy, or electron microscopy in general, you could start looking at, you know, you can't even see the bacteria themselves with the naked eye. And so With microscopes, you can start to see the bacteria themselves. With a little more powerful microscopes, you can start to see them in a bigger picture. And then now with electron microscopy, you can start to see, you know, what makes up the bacteria themselves. We're all made up of these little bits and pieces, and now we can start to image those things. And so when they did that, they started to see these nicely arrayed patterns, and they happen to be on the nanoscale.
What do these patterns look like?
They can look like a stop sign, for example.
Okay, these things are not really spelling out the word stop on the stop sign, right?
No, it's more shapes, for example. So there are perfect triangles in nature. There are perfect hexagons in nature. There are perfect squares in nature. And people started to notice this. And why is this important to us? Well, when you see this order at that scale length, the properties start to change.
What do you mean by the properties change?
They sort of operate under different laws than you and I are familiar with, like gravity, for example. At these really small scale lengths, gravity kind of doesn't exist because the particles and the things we're talking about are too small.
Okay, well, I mean, because they're so small, wouldn't just a tiny bit of gravity be just enough to kind of work like gravity?
Yeah, right. And so if you put a bowling ball in a glass of water, a big tank of water, it'll sink to the bottom. And that's gravity working on that bowling ball, right? If you shrink that bowling ball, you know, put it into water, it's subject to forces that larger object is not subject to, like, for example, the water molecules itself hitting it, you know? And so that's what moves this miniature bowling ball around. And so those things just don't exist with larger objects like you and I or this bowling ball.
You've been listening to episode 2 of Chronicles of a Science Experiment, in which Aaron explains his attempts to understand how proteins form at the surface layer, or S layer, of E. coli bacteria. What he discovers could be applied to the real world, such as in making computers smaller and faster. Our thanks to Aaron Strickland, National Science Foundation Discovery Corps Fellow and Cornell University Chemist. Carl Batt of Cornell created the concept for this program, which was made possible by the National Science Foundation. You can subscribe to this and other free science podcasts on our website. Just visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar, and we're Earth Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.